You are listening to episode 907. Welcome to your daily guided meditation. I'm so honored that you're here getting ready to meditate as we continue our way through our seven-part clarity series. And this is being recorded just before the holiday season, just before the end of another year for many people. And you can listen to this series anytime you need a little clarity. But if you are listening to it at a time where you have major distractions going on, then you are going to enjoy today's breathing technique for clarity. Sometimes all you need to do is breathe and focus on your breath. So in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a breathing technique that's simple to do. And this is a technique you can do anytime you're starting to feel as though you're overwhelmed and you're distracted and you're losing track of what matters most to you. You can do this breathing technique. And every Tuesday, this happens to be for a Tuesday's meditation if you follow these in sequence. Although, as I mentioned, you can listen to them in any sequence you want. Well, every Tuesday, we focus on something that will benefit your body. Now, of course, breathing is a powerful way to instantly calm your mind and body. Well, as you go through this clarity meditation series, think about what you can do to help yourself become even more clear by supporting your body. And I will say that if you could refrain from sugar, that can help you have clarity. There is more and more research showing that sugar can actually damage your brain in many cases. Sugar is like a drug. So, of course, the refined white sugar is the worst for you. But there are also many other ways that food can harm you. And so I'm thinking about all the ways that you may be celebrating using food. Some of it may be traditional food that has an emotional connection, and especially sweets and treats that are often given as gifts during holidays and as you ring in the new year. And when you're trying to gain clarity, this is one of the worst things you can do for yourself. When you consume high glycemic foods. Now, there is a doctor who's studied this extensively. His name is Dr. David Perlmutter, and he wrote a book called Brain Change. And it's a fascinating book that I think will change the way you think about food, in particular, how you may begin to focus after you read this book on the glycemic index. And what he says is that the glycemic index is a powerful tool that will help you make better choices in the foods you consume. When blood sugar levels rise, a chemical change known as glycation increases. Glycation is the binding of sugar to protein, and when that occurs in your body, two damaging processes are enhanced: inflammation and the production of damaging chemicals called free radicals. So we're all familiar with what inflammation can do to us, can even cause devastating diseases such as cancer. So you might feel your arthritic knee or your painful shoulder flare up when you eat a lot of high glycemic foods. This can also play a major role in brain disorders like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. So if you want to give yourself some clarity during the holidays, And to keep your emotions stable, consider the glycemic index of the foods you eat. Potatoes are some of the worst. There are many resources out there. You can Google glycemic index and foods, and there's a list. And also, you can find Dr. David Perlmutter's resources in his book, Brain Change. And I'll link to this on my website for you. Well, sugar is one of the highest glycemic foods that you can consume. So if you stay away from sugar, I think you'll find your emotions more balanced and you'll also have more clarity. So that combined with today's breathing technique should help you quite a bit as you gain clarity this week. So let's settle you into your meditation right now. Go ahead and sit up straight. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you likely harbor tension. Close your eyes gently, and as they're closed, keep them slightly elevated. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders. Feel tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften, letting your stomach hang out. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Very nice. Notice how you feel. Breathe into remaining areas of tension, maybe pent-up anxiety. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, breathing into any tension, feeling expansion created there. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. With each inhale, feel your abdomen rise upward. With each exhale, feel it sink back downward. Giving yourself a full belly breath, allowing yourself to oxygenate your entire body. Your stomach is soft. This is a breathing technique for clarity I'll be guiding you through. You'll inhale and exhale through your nose as you do it. You'll inhale to the count of three. And you'll hold your breath to the count of three. And then when you exhale, you'll exhale to the count of five. You'll do this three times. When you exhale a little bit longer than your inhale, it helps release anxiety. Anxiety can cause you to feel overwhelmed and confused, not able to focus so well. So we'll be releasing anxiety with this breathing technique to give you the clarity you need. Sit up straight. Relax your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach. Eyes gently uplifted. Now inhale to the count of three through your nose. One, two, three. Hold for three. One, two, three. Exhale through your nose through five. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Very nice. As you go into your meditation, focusing on supporting your body and calming your mind, you can focus on your breath when your mind wanders. This will help you to go back into your inner stillness. And you may have to do this a few times in your meditation, and that's perfectly natural. You know how to bring yourself back into your own inner stillness, and this empowers you. Focusing on where you need the most clarity right now in your life. Going into your meditation, meditating as always, to the point where you still feel joy doing it. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.